From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. New York officials have confirmed the city's first case of inhalation anthrax. A 61-year-old worker at the Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital is in critical condition. A neighboring hospital will begin giving antibiotics to 2,000 workers and patients who might have been in the same environments as the infected patient. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The case is troubling and mysterious because the employee works in a hospital supply office that until recently shared space with the mailroom, but it's not clear if she ever handled a letter. Every other case so far has had a clear link with the mail. Preliminary tests came back positive for inhalation anthrax this morning. Those results were confirmed this afternoon. The woman had flu-like symptoms. Starting last Thursday, she walked into the emergency room of Lenox Hill Hospital over the weekend. She is presently sedated and on a ventilator. New York City Health Commissioner Neil Cohen.
The woman is critically ill. There is evidence that the inhalational anthrax has released a lot of toxins and done has a lot of damage to her systemically, and at this point she is struggling for survival.
40 environmental samples were taken from the hospital. The first 10 have come back negative. 27 samples were also taken from the woman's home in the Bronx. No results on those yet. At a news conference earlier today, New York's Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said if the tests all come back negative, the woman could have gotten exposed somewhere else.
It may not be the hospital. We're assuming it's the hospital because that's where she worked. She was near mail, although she wasn't. That wasn't her job to handle mail. So that's an assumption that we have to use, but right now there's no evidence that it's the hospital.
300 workers at Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital were told to report for testing. They were also being interviewed about the woman's habits, since she is too ill to be questioned. Dolores Thurman works on the sixth floor of the hospital and was told to come and be tested even though she was recovering from stomach surgery. Of the woman in question, she said,
"Yes, I do know her, and I hope and I pray that she be all right. Okay. I just had surgery on my stomach and they wouldn't even, it's so serious, this is very serious, you know. I still have to come to be tested even though I had surgery. I'm in a lot of pain."
In contrast, several patients who had been at the hospital in the past weeks came down today asking to be tested. During the morning they were turned away angry and scared. Here is Mirabel Dominguez from Manhattan and Anna Negron from Queens.
They said go to your primary care physician, but I don't have one. I don't have insurance. They knew since Sunday that there was a possibility, and they didn't inform anybody, and I think that they put my health in jeopardy.
I was here on Friday for several hours. I was in several rooms. I was seen by several doctors, and they're saying that it's inhalation anthrax. Yeah, I'm concerned. And the fact that they turned me away, I'm even more scared and you know, depressed.
Later in the afternoon, after the woman's condition was confirmed as inhalation anthrax, Gladys George, the president and CEO of Lenox Hill Hospital, said that that hospital would be open starting in the afternoon to see the approximately 2,000 people who either worked at or had come to the hospital since October 11th and might have been exposed to the same source of spores as the stricken employee, once again assuming the source is in the hospital.
And we will continue in the days ahead until everyone is seen and treated. That includes the patients, the visitors, as well as the staff.
Treated means they will be given antibiotics. They will not be tested. The reason for the October 11th date is that's 14 days prior to the onset of the woman's symptoms. Dr. Stephen Ostroff of the Centers for Disease Control said in general 95% of people who have an exposure that would lead to inhalational anthrax experience symptoms within 14 days. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.